Hey, this is Leon De Pria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy. Welcome to today's broadcast on Encounter Now. In the upcoming broadcast, I'm going to be sharing with you five things that hardens the heart of a believer. Five things that hardens our heart, causing us to no longer hear the voice of God. So stay tuned. I'll see you now. Welcome to today's broadcast on Encounter Now. Touched but not changed. Five things that hardens the heart of a believer. You know, I was preaching in my church a very powerful message, and that I believe is for you today. And I'm going to share with you just in a few minutes a area that I believe we as Christians have failed on, many in the church. We have entered into a place where our hearts have become hardened. When our hearts become hardened, we can no longer hear the voice of God. Listen to this. I want to read to you out of Hebrews chapter number 3, verse number 7. Hebrews chapter number 3, verse number 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear His voice, this tells you the Holy Spirit speaks. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. This means there's a hardening of a heart when rebellion comes. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. Do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion. In the day of trial in the wilderness, you see, there is a time of testing that comes upon all of us as believers. And it is during seasons of testing that we can harden our hearts and fail God's test, no longer hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, and backslide. It goes on in verse number 9, where your fathers, it goes on, it says, listen, where I've tested them in the trial of the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, as they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. You know, when a believer hardens their heart, they are unable to enter into God's rest. They will always be in anguish and torture, torment. They will fight, argue. Christians that hardens their heart are the most dangerous Christians in the church. It goes on to verse 12. Listen to this. It says, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So now we see an evil heart of unbelief, a hardening heart, can cause us to depart from God. Verse 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Here we see deceitfulness of sin hardens the heart. In this scripture, portion of scripture, we see five key areas that hardens the hearts of believers. You know, the writer of Hebrews is sharing a powerful revelation here. I believe Luke was the writer. I know there's a dispute between whether people believe it is Paul or Luke that wrote the book of Hebrews. It is definitely not the language that Paul used right throughout. Calling Timothy his fellow brother, yet Paul is the father of Timothy, calling Timothy a son. And we see there how this language does not depict that Paul is a writer. And that it falls very heavily on Luke because of the wording used. So when I say the writer of Hebrews, we can lean towards that school of thought. You know, it's amazing. It says that the hardening of our hearts happens through the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews chapter number 3, verse number 7 to verse 13 explains the process that happens when we harden our hearts as believers. There are five key areas, five key things that hardens our hearts. When we don't watch, when we're not vigilant, when we're not prayerful, when we are not sensitive, we can lose the sensitivity of a soft fleshly heart. If I say fleshly heart, a soft heart. The Bible says that He replaced our heart of stone with a heart of flesh. You know, a heart of flesh is not flesh the way we think in a bad way. It is a soft, sensitive heart, able to hear the voice of the Lord. I've seen believers, when they open up the door for sin, unconfessed sin and unrepentant sin, it allows a hardening of heart and a deceitfulness to come into their hearts. when that area then becomes calloused, you know, it's like an area in your hand that you get a spot that is burnt and it becomes calloused. You can take a needle and poke in that area. And it is almost like you have lost feeling in that area. Same with the Spirit of God. When our conscience are seared or our hearts are seared in a certain area, the voice of the Holy Ghost can speak and poke us, but we are unable to hear Him. It doesn't mean that God is not speaking. It simply means we are unable to hear. In this place, many Christians will say, God is not speaking to them. God is rejecting them. God has abandoned them. Yet it's a calloused area of the deceitfulness of sin that has entered them. And they are unable to hear the sensitivity, the conviction of the Holy Ghost. So in the one area when we have unconfessed and unrepentant sin in our lives causes our hearts to harden. How do we deal with that? Repentance, softening our heart. The second key and area, second key that hardens the hearts of believers is offenses. You see, offense is never taken in the mind. An offense is taken in the heart. A person cannot take an intellectual offense. It is impossible, in fact, for somebody to be offended in their mind. They are offended in their heart. Offense aims for the heart. It's a seed of Satan, the bait of Satan, that causes a person to take offense in their hearts. You know, when the Bible says that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the leaders of the day, they were just thinking in their hearts, and Jesus would answer them on the thoughts of their hearts. Offense comes to destroy and harden your heart. Now remember, I speak of the deceitfulness of sin. Secondly, offenses. Thirdly, wounds. Undealt wounds. Areas of hurt. Wounds in our life. Wounds in our spirit. That is not dealt with. When those wounds are undealt with, wounds from past, wounds from family, from abuse, from rejection, rape when we are young, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, wounds from hurt or betrayal from a partner, a spouse, wounds of betrayal from family, friends, work, in school, being bullied, those wounds, when we have not received healing, as a believer going through deliverance and inner healing, that wounds will be opened up and it'll cause our hearts to be hardened. The fourth key that causes a believer's heart to be hardened is rebellion. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 3, do not harden your hearts as it was in the day of rebellion. Meaning, as my people did it, the Israelites did in the day of rebellion in the wilderness, when they were tested, they hardened their hearts. You as believers, don't harden your hearts because the Holy Ghost wants to talk to you. The writer of Hebrews is saying that when we are in a state of rebellion, our hearts is hardened, unable to hear the voice of God. The fifth key, the fifth thing, let me not say a key, but the fifth thing that hardens our hearts is unbelief and religion. You see, religion causes unbelief. When you're sitting in a church that just preaches religion, unbelief, religion begins to harden your heart and makes you numb towards the voice, makes you numb towards His presence. You are unable to lift your hands in worship anymore to worship Him. You are unable to minister to others in an area where the Holy Ghost can move and touch them. You are unable to receive the laying on of hands and let ministers minister to you in the power of the Holy Ghost. Because religion has caused unbelief to fester and hardening of heart to take place. You see, these five things causes our hearts to be hardened and then numbs us from our sensitivity in the realm of the Spirit. It will cause us to be unable to see, unable to perceive, unable to feel, unable to discern. I'm going to say it again. Unable to see, unable to perceive, unable to feel, unable to discern. When you see believers that can no longer see the presence of God or see God moving, they were unable to perceive when God is there. They can lift their hands and worship in a church, but they feel nothing. They can sit on the preaching of the word, but nothing is coming in. They don't feel compassion for people anymore, and they don't discern what direction and what area God is taking them in anymore. their hearts have been hardened. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're saying, but wait, there are signs that is in my life. My heart might have been hardened. You know, it is so easy to come out of that position. It simply requires repentance, renewal, a refreshing in the presence of God. When we repent, asking God for forgiveness, and when we forgive others who have hurt us, causing the wounds to come into our hearts, offenses, sin, we asking God for forgiveness and we releasing it, forgive those who have hurt us, your heart will be renewed. The heart of stone will be taken out and will be replaced with a heart of flesh. You'll be able to sense the presence of God. You'll be able to be sensitive and no longer insensitive. Insensitive Christians are dangerous Christians. Touched but not changed Christians are dangerous Christians. Unsaved Christians, I call them. Those who can sit in the church and unable to respond with a hallelujah or an amen, unable to cry in the presence of God, unable to laugh in the presence of the Lord, unable to have joy on them, receiving the presence, hearts have been hardened. If you are falling in that category today, maybe sin, offenses, wounds, rebellion, or religion or unbelief has come into you. I want you to pray this with me today. I'm going to pray with you. In fact, I want you to open your hearts. That this is going to be taking 1 minute, but I want to let this podcast of Encounter Now, this podcast of today, touched but unchanged. 5 things that hardens the human heart. I wanted to change your heart. Let God remove the stony heart and replace it with a heart of flesh. Pray this with me. Wherever you are, say with me, Holy Spirit, fill my life. Fill my spirit completely. I forgive those who have hurt me. I release those who have done me harm. I release those who have spoken ill against me. I forgive those who have abused me, those who have rejected me, those who have betrayed me. I forgive them and I release them. Forgive me for my hardened heart. Remove the heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh. Renew a new heart within me, a new spirit within me. I renounce sin. I renounce offenses, wounds, rebellion, and unbelief. And I receive the voice of the Holy Ghost today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, that means your heart will be replaced. I pray that every spirit will leave your life, every spirit of unbelief, every hardening of your heart will leave you, and that there will be a renewal and a freshening of the presence of God coming over you. Remember, let's not live in the hardening of our hearts. Let's not be Christians and believers who are touched but unchanged. If you enjoyed this podcast, I want you to share it with your friends, your family. You know, even go visit our ministry on encounterchurch.co.za, leondeprayer.com, and there are many more of our resources there. And you can follow our live streams. We have a ministry that reaches nations in the prophetic voice. So I want to ask you to follow that, share with your friends, your family, share this broadcast, and give this broadcast a like, give this episode a like, and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.